Blog Talk Radio.
Now we are live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. So today we're going to go ahead and take callers as usual on our show. Please, once more, don't forget to check out our website, which is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. We've got some specials going on right now on our website, like the by-the-minute psychic readings for private readings. That is currently on sale, so go over there, check them out. You have now that option to pay by-the-minute for your readings if you wish not to pay for larger amounts of time. Lots of services and good new products that are out to help you with all of your conditions and needs. That is howpsychic.com. Okay, so we're going to bring on each person one at a time. And as usual, we're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question when we bring you on air. You're going to be called by your area code, and in some cases, we may need to mention your first three digits so you know it's you. All right, our first caller today is area code 702. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Craig. I'm calling from Las Vegas, and my question is tonight is that I am talking to somebody right now, very interested in, and I just want to know, see how that's going to go for me.
Okay, give me one moment here, and I will find out. All right, I'm not getting any bad news with it. I feel that you're in a good place here. It has some potential to go in a more committed direction, okay? But the biggest message on this is to play it by ear. Play it as you go along. Feel it out for yourself because you're going to do well. This was something that was divinely driven to your path, but everything that comes to us in life is always supposed to teach us something. There's always a lesson to be learned. Okay, so I wish you well with that. Just know that that other person does also have the same interest. However, the way that they react may be different than the way you react in certain cases. With that underway, just try and be patient and see your way through. Okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, our next caller today is area code 831. Oh, hold on. We'll bring you on just momentarily here. Yeah, area code 831. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, this is Karen. I'm calling from Carmel, California, and I'm just wondering if the administration of my mother's will is actually, I'd like to know if my mother has a message for me. She died on my birthday, May 30th, and I'd just like to know if she has any message for me from the other side.
Okay, great question. Let me go ahead and see if I may tap in with her here. And what did you say her first name was, please?
Her first name is Val, V-A-L, for Valeria.
Val?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
All right, as far as I can feel, hear, and sense, I do believe that she is currently watching over you at this time. There is a singular message that I'm allowed to share on air with you right now, and there is an apology of sorts coming from her. She feels very apologetic, and it feels like she's apologetic because she didn't listen to something, but there are more messages behind this that I'm not going to share on air with you. If you would like, you can come over to the website and pay for a private reading. It doesn't take too long, and you can get some further detail in there and also the answer to all your other questions. But that is a message that she's there with you and she's apologetic because she didn't listen to something. However, it seems more clear now, if that makes sense. It feels like she's more clear at this point. And it's not just in the sense of wisdom. It may just be in the mindset altogether.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'll go to your website. Thank you very much.
Sounds great. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right, wishing you love and light upon your journey in life, as we do with everyone here. Our next caller today is area code 631, but before we really bring you on air here, please, everyone, don't forget to check out our website. That is how, H-O-W, psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, .com, howpsychic.com, okay? So please check that out. Now we're going to go ahead and bring on this caller. Area code 613, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Yes, hello there, Suzanne. How are you doing today?
Great. I just wanted to see when you see a companion or boyfriend for me.
Okay, give me one moment here. It does look like you've left the past alone. Okay. Actually, I'm getting around the 3rd of next month, so that's going to be in July, okay? Ironically, the 3rd falls right before the 4th. But I am seeing around the 3rd of July. It could be a little sooner, maybe a little later, but that timeline is what sticks out to me here. It does look like what comes in will be better quality than before. Of course, everything or everybody has their own faults. I feel that this person, while may have some lack in certain areas, will make up for that in others, okay? I'm feeling here that this person is a very carefree individual, but also very responsible. Don't have too many more details at this time for you, so hopefully that helps you out.
All right, well, yes, it does. Thank you. So you don't know what he does or how old or nothing like that?
Well, it's only one question per caller, and I can only give out so much information on the air.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Once more, for more details, please visit howpsychic.com and book your private reading today. Our next caller today is area code 111. So you're showing up as 111111, everything. So you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Hi. Are you there?
Yes. Hello there.
Oh, I didn't know because I didn't hear the mute come off. Sorry about that. My name is Sharon. Okay. Okay. And thank
yes,
you for
Sharon.
Taking my call. My question is, I am looking for an employment. Can you feel when I'm going to find that, a date?
Okay. Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right. You know that we're coming up on a new week, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't want to get your hopes up too badly here, but I'm getting the term Thursday. And it's feeling like the week coming up. Mm-hmm. This Thursday.
You mean the...
No, not at all. What have you done to look for work?
Oh, my goodness. I've been looking for 5 months. I mean, I'm getting responses on my resume. I just.
Well, honey, what do you mean it's too soon? Because 5 months, honey, you've been searching forever. Okay, it's about time it comes in.
I'm in a competitive field too. I know. Believe me, I'm trying to make light of the situation, but it's very competitive.
Uh-huh.
I always make the top three or top two, but they don't hire me. But I'm not in my 20s or 30s anymore. You know what I mean? But
yes.
You're right. It's well deserved. And it, you know, and I.
Yes, it is.
But you say I'm going to get a response Thursday?
I do. I actually see Thursday. And like I told you, I'm not trying to get your hopes up too much here, but that's the day that comes to me. And when I get a day, I normally feel like what week it's going to be by. I'm feeling this week. Okay. So we're looking at this Thursday. The chances, I would say, are about maybe 85 to 90% here, okay?
I'll get the interview, yes.
The interview, once you have the interview, you're going to be hired on the spot.
Oh, my God. I deserve it. I've been looking diligently, believe me.
I understand, sweetheart. Well, thank you for calling in. Don't forget
thank
to
you.
Get a private reading. Thank
Have
you.
Have a nice evening, okay? Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today will be brought on in just a little bit. Please stay tuned. We're going to now listen to a Shiva mantra. It's called Shiva Morning Mantras here. And this will help you attune and manifest everything that you try and bring in. This is a mantra designed for the aspect of God that resides within India. Please listen and enjoy. Just trying to figure something out and move on energetically. So our next caller now is going to be brought on air. Just please don't forget to check out our website, which is howpsychic.com, for all of your private reading needs. That is how, H-O-W, psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C.com. Okay. Now, our next caller today is area code 727. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Lisa from Florida.
Hey there, Lisa. How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Doing good. Go ahead, hon.
Yes, I met a guy named Michael, and I'm just wondering what you feel for him and I.
Okay, give me one moment here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, first thing that the spirits are telling me is that this looks promising at this point. Okay, and it does appear to me as a factor, a little bit of a communication to their right
You're breaking up.
I feel that there is, huh?
You were breaking up. Can you repeat that? I'm
oh, sorry.
You were breaking up.
Hear me now.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Well, I'm saying that this person ended up having a little bit of a communication factor, a little bit of a communication problem at first, but it does look good. It does look promising. It looks like this will improve for you. I give it about 3 to 4 days, and you're going to see an improvement, and I think about that time you're going to start to feel a little bit more comfortable with where this can go. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We're just going to take one more caller here. We're having some technical issues, so please just bear with me. And we'll try and do another show for tomorrow night if we can't get to everybody tonight. So stay tuned for tomorrow night at the same time, same place. Next caller and last caller for today is area code 613. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead into your question.
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Canada. Just wondering if you see Cam and I reconciling and when.
Okay. If you're going to reconcile and then when you're going to reconcile?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Okay, first of all, it does look like there will be a reconciliation. However, it doesn't look like it will be what it used to be, okay? As far as when that reconciliation will happen, I'm looking at next month. I'm just not looking at a specific date for next month. As far as the status that I feel it's going to be on, after the reconciliation, I'm not very clear. I just don't feel it at full capacity compared to where it was. Okay?
Do you think it ever will be?
I can't tell you at this time because it's a little too early for that. The reconciliation has to really happen first, and then from there I'm able to tell you based upon the spiritual energy that's out there at that point, if it will ever be able to come back to where it once was.
Do you know when I may see him again?
I believe that would be around the time of reconciliation or not too long from there. However, that is more than one question, so we only really do one question here on the show.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for answering.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. I do apologize, but we're going to have to go ahead and end the show now. And please stay tuned for tomorrow night at the same time. And we'll try and get you on air to answer your questions that were not answered here on today's show. We wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.